Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about the School Improvement Advisory Committee's District Needs Assessment. At the most recent school board meeting, you kicked things off with a presentation by the School Improvement Advisory Committee about a district needs assessment. What can you tell me about that?
Every school district in Iowa, by law, has a School Improvement Advisory Committee, or SIAC. And you're required to meet, obviously, every year with your SIAC and obviously as often as you would like. And we at Mid Prairie meet two or three times a year with the SIAC committee. Last spring, we brought up the idea of conducting a district needs assessment of the parents, kind of giving the parents an opportunity to give their opinions about a wide range of things at Mid Prairie. You know, school culture, the academics, the staff, just to provide a vehicle for parent input. And actually, we had two parents on that committee. One works for the University of Iowa, and the other works for ACT, and they spend a lot of their time in surveys and conducting surveys, so they agreed to take that on as a project. So we've been working on it since last spring, and what happened at the Monday school board meeting is that both Angie and Emily presented kind of the finished product to the district. We're planning on sending it out within the next week or two, and so they were presenting it to the board and showing them and giving them kind of a preview of the survey. It will actually be a computer survey that will go out by email. And if parents don't have access to email, we're going to let them know that they could actually do it at the public library, at Kelowna or Wellman, or they can come to any school district building and do it that way, too.
Okay, so what's an example of something that's on this survey?
Well, a lot would be about school safety. Do you think your child is safe at school? Does your child enjoy coming to school? So we have school safety aspects, and like I said, there would be, you know, like school culture. Does your child feel welcome at school? Do you feel welcome at school? You'd have school culture, and then you'd have academics, where we would ask them, you know, how well prepared do you think your child is in the areas of reading and math and social studies, you know, the gifted and talented program or the ELL program. Questions about a lot of different things. Angie and Emily estimate that it'll take parents 10 to 15 minutes to complete this survey. And like I said, it's on the computer. So it's a fairly extensive survey.
So what do you hope to accomplish with the survey?
Well, the survey is completely anonymous. They will take the information with the software package that we have purchased. They will be able to analyze it several different ways. So they'll be able to sort the information based on whatever characteristics they want, either by, you know, what school your child goes to, or, you know, the age of your child, or what kind of programs your child is in. So they'll be able to take that information and present it to the, first of all, they'll present to the administrative team, and then obviously we'll present it to the school board. And based on that information, we'll make plans on how we can improve what we do at Mid Prairie. Because again, Joe, no matter how good we are, we can always get better.
So what sort of timeline are we looking at for the survey?
I think they're planning by the beginning of February of sending the survey out, and then I believe the open time frame will be about 2 weeks. So parents will have 2 weeks to submit the survey back. Like I said, it's all anonymous. And we also are going to have from those, even though the survey is anonymous, when they submit the survey, this software package has the capability of collecting the email addresses where the survey comes from. We won't know what the answers are from that email address, but from all of the email addresses, then randomly we'll choose, I believe we have two $50 gift certificates that we'll be giving away to two of the people that respond. So we're trying to encourage a lot of parent response in the district.
Yeah, a little incentive never hurts.
That's right.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mark Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.